You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Wednesday morning, August 19th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Ancor Resources drills initial program at Andom Bor Copper Gold Target, Cambodia. Ancor Resources Corp. completes the first phase of drilling at the Andom Bor Copper Gold Target in Cambodia, with 1,099 meters drilled on the Timay North Target. Two out of three holes encountered significant mineralization, including portions with up to 20% pyrite. The remaining 1,700 meters of the program will resume in early 2027 after the fields dry up post-harvest season.
Lunda Silver mobilizes drill crew to commence maiden drilling of priority 3D IP chargeability anomalies at flagship Lunda Silver Zinc Lead Project, Yukon DGZEC. Lunda Silver Corp mobilizes drill crew to commence maiden drilling of priority 3D IP chargeability anomalies at flagship Lunda Silver Zinc Lead Project in Yukon. First drill holes expected to start within 10 days, targeting anomalies larger than West Zone's response. The company plans a multi-phase program to test for mineralization extensions. Field season ends mid-September 2026, with 1 to 2 holes anticipated. City of Carson secures $370 million Tesoro Marathon settlement, strengthening city finances without a tax increase. The City of Carson has secured a $370 million settlement with Tesoro Marathon Petroleum, providing immediate funding and a long-term revenue stream. This landmark agreement strengthens the city's finances without imposing new taxes on residents. The settlement ends years of litigation, allowing for investments in community priorities. For more details, visit the full announcement.
Thunder Compute raised $13 million Series A round to put idle GPUs back to work. Thunder Compute secures $13 million in Series A funding led by Matrix Partners with support from Y Combinator and CES Investments. The company's GPU virtualization software aims to utilize idle GPUs, addressing the $200 billion of wasted compute. Thunder Compute plans to scale operations to virtualize GPUs for increased data center efficiency, targeting an average GPU utilization of 5%.
McFarland Group Index tracks how owners release control step by step. The McFarland Group has released findings from its Transferable Value Index, revealing that owners tend to delegate operations before setting strategic direction in closely held businesses. The data challenges assumptions about owner dependence, showing that letting go happens in a specific order. This has direct implications for business valuation, as companies heavily reliant on the owner for direction may face discounts in deals and underwriting processes.
Western Star Resources has launched a new investor presentation showcasing its expanding U.S. South tungsten platform and the path toward drilling in 2026. The updated presentation highlights three past-producing U.S. South tungsten assets, high-grade exploration results, advancing drill targets, and the company's strategy to progress projects toward potential NI 43-101 mineral resource definition. The presentation is available on Western Star's website.
Sante Junk Removal offers same-day brush and yard debris hauling as East County San Diego enters peak wildfire season. Sante Junk Removal is offering same-day brush and yard debris hauling services as East County San Diego enters peak wildfire season. Homeowners in Sante, El Cajon, La Mesa, and surrounding areas are urged to clear dry brush and dead vegetation to create defensible space around their properties. The locally owned company provides free upfront quotes with no hidden fees, ensuring safe and efficient removal of yard waste, storage clutter, and renovation debris.
Exit Planning Institute Austin Chapter hosts Business Owner Roundtable on growth strategies for area entrepreneurs. The Exit Planning Institute Austin Chapter is set to host a Business Owner Roundtable at Salt Traders Restaurant in Austin on September 9th. The event will feature interactive sessions and workshops to help entrepreneurs plan for long-term success and ownership transitions. Attendees will hear from Brett Hurt, a serial creator and business owner, who will discuss his latest book, The Entrepreneur's Essentials. Register on the EPI site to attend.
Exit Planning Institute Kansas City Chapter hosts Business Owner Forum for entrepreneurs and advisors to connect. Exit Planning Institute EPI Kansas City Chapter will host a Business Owner Forum on September 2nd at the Sheraton Convention Center. The event aims to connect business owners and exit planning professionals for discussions on value acceleration and operational growth strategies. With no sales pitches, attendees can gain valuable insights from experienced advisors and business leaders. Learn more and register on the EPI website. Exit Planning Institute Rally Gray Chapter hosts annual Rally Durham Owners Forum to connect business leaders and exit planning advisors. Exit Planning Institute EPI Rally Durham Chapter will host its Rally Durham Annual Owners Forum on September 16th from 8 a.m. 11:30 a.m. The event aims to connect business leaders and exit planning advisors at the DoubleTree Hotel in Durham. Attendees will gain insights on growing a more valuable and transferable business with expert presentations, panels, and a case study.
Move-in ready salon suites for rent near Mansfield TX at Salon and Spa Galleria, located at 5100 West Sublet Road, Arlington, Texas, 76001. This salon suite location offers customizable workspaces for beauty professionals in Mansfield, Arlington, and surrounding areas. With a focus on independence and business growth, Salon and Spa Galleria provides move-in ready salon suites designed to support beauty entrepreneurs. Contact 817-917-1416 for leasing information and to secure a space in this prime beauty business destination.
Renscure Online Water Quality Monitoring System enables automated water treatment.com. Shandon Renkey Control Technology Co. Limit launches an online water quality monitoring system for industrial cooling towers. The platform connects sensor data to automated dosing and blowdown operations, targeting facilities aiming to reduce manual sampling and maintain control over water quality. Continuous monitoring of key parameters like conductivity, pH, and chlorine levels allows for immediate treatment actions, supporting compliance with water management frameworks and discharge regulations. ZFP and Supply 55 announced strategic partnership for North America. ZFP and Supply 55 Income have announced a strategic partnership to bring ZFP's industrial sheet-fed and roll-to-roll laminating systems to North America. With over 25 years of experience, ZFP's high-quality laminating solutions aim to enhance workflow efficiency and production capacity for manufacturers. Supply 55 will provide local sales support and application expertise for ZFP's technology in the North American market. Transworld Business Advisors expands its presence in Southern California with new Encino office. Transworld Business Advisors has expanded its presence in Southern California with the opening of a new office in Encino. Owned and operated by business owner Rakan Ray Amari, the office will offer expert business brokerage, franchise consulting, and mergers and acquisition services. With a focus on supporting clients every step of the way, Transworld aims to guide entrepreneurs in the greater Los Angeles area through ownership transitions, acquisitions, and franchise opportunities.
The importance of chain-link fencing for protecting EV charging stations and electrical infrastructure. Chain-link fencing is crucial for protecting EV charging stations and electrical infrastructure in British Columbia. QS Fencing emphasizes the importance of durable fencing solutions in creating secure barriers around these areas. With the rise of EV adoption, safeguarding charging equipment from unauthorized access and damage is essential. Chainlink fences offer a practical solution by providing visibility for monitoring and maintenance, while ensuring safety and security for EV infrastructure.
Freak on a Leash expands beyond dogs with new cat collar lineup. Freak on a Leash, the pet brand founded by Korn frontman Jonathan Davis, has launched its first cat collection, featuring breakaway cat collars and alternative-styled bowls. The lineup includes gothic-inspired designs like the nylon bat cat collar and leather lilac studded cat collar, all equipped with safety features. This expansion into feline accessories marks the brand's move beyond its established dog-focused lineup.
Huso Bio puts more trained technicians on the road across Chicagoland, cutting response times for families in crisis needing crime scene cleanup and biohazard cleanup. Huso Bio has expanded its team of trained technicians across Chicagoland, reducing response times for families in crisis. With more local technicians, including in Chicago, Naperville, Joliet, and Aurora, help is now closer than ever. No travel fees apply within the Chicagoland service area. Founded by the Reifsteck brothers, Huso Bio prioritizes not just efficient cleanup, but also compassionate communication with grieving families.
Let's underrun. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.